This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And, boy, oh, boy, I'll tell you what, friends, did I get it yesterday. I'm humored by what I'm seeing out there. I'm also encouraged by the anointing in 1 John 2 that teaches us all things and guides us into all truth, and that gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us, for we have the wisdom of God by the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. What am I talking about, Bradley? Well, after yesterday's show, we highlighted the whitewashing begins. The Trump statement on banning Muslims disappears from his website the day of his victory, and right after his victory speech concerning the now president, up-and-coming Donald Trump. And what happened is, through much pressure, that was reposted by the American people. So why they took that down in the first place, we don't know. But keep in mind, during that victory speech, the very first thing, we played this yesterday for you. You can go online and listen to it if you'd like to. But we played Donald Trump praising the likes of Hillary Clinton for all of her hard work and her efforts made towards the United States of America. And I'm sure that shocked a lot of people when he said that. And then what was interesting is we played the audio from Donald Trump meeting with Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal and foreign agent sodomite in the People's White House today. And it's interesting to note that his whole campaign, Donald Trump, was doing nothing but degrading Barack Hussein Obama, and rightly so, because he's a criminal, for his crimes against we the people. He continuously inundated the American people with the fact, Donald Trump did, of Barack Hussein Obama, that he's the worst president ever in the history of America. But during the time that he spent with him yesterday, he was talking about how good of a man, literally, how good of a man Barack Hussein Obama was for the world to hear in dismay. I'm sure that shocked a lot of people. And what was interesting about that, friends, Donald went on to say that if he had more time, well, they could have went on meeting in the Oval Office. And that was I was quite taken back when I seen it, and I wasn't surprised by it whatsoever, knowing that the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over again, and then you get the same results, and you wonder why, because America, now you're in the next cycle of it, and you're doing the same thing that you did during the last cycle of it. And what am I saying? Do you remember Barack Hussein Obama promised change, and what was he alluding to? That he was going to bring back reformation to our founding documents. That is what he said. And then 5 minutes before he becomes the president of the United States of America, he states, this is on record, factual, he wanted to fundamentally transform America. After his inauguration, the very first day, that he gets into office, he begins to upend the American Constitution as he begins to transgress the constitutional laws found in the United States Constitution. And I'm talking of the enumerated laws, of course. And see, we didn't learn from Bill Clinton doing the same thing. And we didn't learn from George Bush doing the same thing. And we didn't learn from Daddy Bush from doing the same thing. And we didn't learn from Ford. And we didn't learn from Reagan. And Reagan, Bradley, what are you talking about? Hey, friends, what changed? I'm just curious. The agenda went on, didn't it? And here we are today. And then you can go back to Nixon. And then you can go, folks, you don't learn your lesson. It's just that simple. I'm going to share some of the responses that I got just yesterday after posting. This is what I posted, and this is what I shared with you on the radio. And folks, I don't really personally care if I'm the only one in this country doing this. I want to just say this. Then I'm the only one being faithful to my God by exposing the hypocrisies as to what's going on today. And what am I saying there, Bradley? Well, I am saying this. It's interesting to note that yesterday I could not find, after his meeting with the president, after he praised Hillary Clinton, I could not find one conservative outlet, as you call yourself, not one conservative outlet to actually call out the hypocrisies of Donald Trump for what he said and what he did before he was even or is even inaugurated America. Not one. But I'll tell you who was calling out the hypocrisies of Donald Trump is those people, right, that you call the left. To your own shame, they're calling it because they've seen it. And they're trying to figure out why you conservatives aren't holding his feet to the fire. If this would have been Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton doing it, you'd have been the first ones to pipe up. But because it's your own, you said nothing. You said absolutely nothing about what he did in the face of the people. Now, I did hear a lot of this. Bradley, he was just being classy, really. No, I call it hypocritical. Bradley, he was just being diplomatic, really. Oh, okay. Diplomacy, Ben Franklin, is seduction in another guise. I didn't know that we were supposed to be diplomatic. And let me ask you something furthermore, all you Trumpeteers out there. Since when was Donald Trump ever diplomatic? So you can't justify that. And furthermore, when you justify the likes of his hypocrisy, it only means that you're attempting to justify your own hypocrisies. And you're the worst of men. You're the absolute worst of men when you begin to justify the hypocrisies of others. Those that you handpick, well, I'll defend him, but I won't defend her. Folks, hey, two wrongs don't make a right, right? Hey, folks, let me say this. You strain at the gnat while you swallow the big, big camel on both sides. You want to know why? Because you both sides have forsaken the Christ. That's the problem here. See, remember when Elijah said to the people concerning the false prophets and all those that came up to the top of the mount to see what was going on, who is the real God? Remember Elijah said to them, the first thing he said is, how long will you alter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he is not. But I'll tell you again, friends, you want to know where people's hearts are? Just go ahead and talk out against their favorite politician. Then you'll find out who their gods really are. I said to you yesterday, and I say again today, if the professed Christians that stand behind the likes of Trump, who is a baby Christian, we're told now, well, how convenient. Just in time, right, to appease 78% of the other hypocrites in this country. But isn't it interesting that if the people in this country that profess their Christianity would actually preach the gospel of Jesus Christ the way they preach the doctrine of the Herodians, the leaven of the religious and the hypocritical government in which you are dealing with today, I'll tell you what, friends, everybody would be saved, wouldn't they? And what does this expose? It exposes the hypocrisy of the American people. And it's called the double standard. In America, this is exactly why you're in trouble today. Because you make man king who has fallen rather than the risen Christ. Our forefathers knew better than that. And the lesson was, there is no king but King Jesus. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Oh, I've got much to talk about today. Since you don't want to call in, it's interesting to note how I post things and you love to spout off there. And I'm talking about those that have played the hypocrite time and time again with this country. I want to tell you, you hypocrites out there, you are the problem. Because you stand on the side of the left and on the right. You cannot stand on both sides. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You remind me of the man that stood in the middle between the two armies. He wanted the best of both worlds. On his upper part, he had the northern uniform on. On the lower part, he had the southern uniform on. Well, guess who shot at the northern side? In the upper half, the southern did. And who shot at the southern side? The northern did. Folks, you can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and your eat it too. Folks, that's called hypocrisy. And this is exactly what I'm exposing today. Right before the break, I was talking about just think if the average self-professed Christian would preach and stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ the way that they do their favorite politician, everybody would be saved. I mean, apparently people have failed to realize man is fallen into sin. He's saved by grace. Who is the grace giver? His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. When people say to me the things that they say to me, they need to think things through before they say them to me, because you're not talking to someone that doesn't understand what he's telling you. I'll tell you what, I've done enough tea parties across this country to understand who the problem is. I've done enough churches in this country to understand who the problem is. And in many ways, when I hear the people on in both of those categories, friends, which simplify governments and the tea parties and the church, at the churches, obviously, it amazes me how they condemn the very things that they tolerate. And the people they condemn are the fruit of their hypocrisies. That's what I'm telling you. Oh, and furthermore, let me say this. Who is responsible? Let me ask you, friends. Who is responsible for crucifying Jesus Christ on the cross? Well, it was the religious hypocrites of the day that delivered him up to the Gentiles named Pontius Pilate, who was also a hypocrite because he thought he was going to put his hands in the water and wash his hands free in innocency of him being responsible for crucifying the Christ. You might want to see how he was dealt with in judgment, by the way, as well as the Pharisees, friends. But who was it that was saying, "We have no king but King Jesus"? It wasn't the hypocrites. It wasn't the Pharisees. No, it was the Christians. And guess who was praising the likes of Pilate for crucifying the Christ and Caesar? It was the religious hypocrites, and it was also those that were caught up into the doctrine of the Herodians. By the way, Jesus told us to beware of both of them, because he said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way." He said, beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the hypocrites in the church. He said, beware of the doctrine of the hypocrites in government. Who is responsible for crucifying the Christ? Who was shouting out as Christ was being crucified, "We have no king but King Caesar"? The same people that are saying, "We have no king but King Trump. We have no king but King Obama. We have no king but king, or queen, I'm sorry, we'll call him a king. Hillary Clinton and Billy Clinton. We have no king but Bush. We have no king but Reagan." And it reminds me of what Michael Peruka told me, who ran for presidency in the Constitutional Party in 2004, when he said, "If you go to these meetings on a nationwide basis, these Christian conservative meetings, which are an absolute waste of time, they do nothing but raise money, friends." He said, "If you go to one of these meetings and Jesus is in one room and Ronald Reagan's in another one," they said, Michael told me, and they said with their actions exactly what Michael told me. He said Jesus would be standing in the room all by himself because they'd all be over there praising Ronald Reagan, who looks just like themselves, fallen. And yet they call themselves Christians. "We have no king but King Caesar." And isn't it interesting, at the same time the innocent was being crucified, the Lamb of God, to he was without spot or blemish, friends, Jesus the Christ, who was tempted in all points yet without sin, he was delivered up for the crimes of the people at large. Isn't that interesting? And at the same time, they were delivering up a murderer in the insurrection, Barabbas. He was delivered up and released from prison, who was guilty of murder. And the reason they took him on is because they were guilty of the act of murder at the same time while they were crucifying the Lamb of God, the Son of Man. Just let this ring in your ears, America. Let this ring in your ears. We have no king but our favorite politician. You know, and it's interesting, friends. Just today, another one trying to justify himself by justifying his favorite politician. It was interesting. He sent me a video by Mike Pence. And Mike talked for 5 minutes, and this video was made for the church, because the church are a bunch of sheeple being led to the slaughter because they don't stick to the word. And this is a fact. He talks about his Christian faith for 5 minutes. It's interesting. Did you know that Mike Pence is really good friends with Paul Ryan? You know, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? How can you accept fraternizing between politicians, friends? You know, isn't it interesting how the left and the right, they act like they're arch enemies? But for some reason, the American people are led to believe that there's a referee in the center and says that they have to, well, they have to come together one way or another through compromise or through diplomatic measures. Come on. Come on, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Yeah, we're taught that, really. I mean, folks, you act like what's going on in your country today concerning the fractions of those that you call the representatives, and you accept their hypocrisies, you act like it's not costing our freedoms a whole lot on a daily basis, wouldn't it? Which, in fact, it is. Because little by little, incrementally, you have been accepting more compromise and more compromise and more compromise and more compromise. And now where are you today, friends? Today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. In America, you have a left because of the right. Hear me clearly. The right is responsible for what you call the left, and it's the hypocrisies of the right that you have a left. That's a fact. And shame on America that you that call the left the problem, notice the hypocrisies of Donald Trump, and you failed to take responsibility and confront him with his hypocrisies. You know, I had one lady say to me today, well, Bradley, who are you to judge? Judge? I said, you remind me of the individual that gets pulled over by the police officer for speeding. The cop points his finger at the law, and he says that you were going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. You broke the law by 15 miles an hour. But because of the mentality that you've been taken on through desensitization, friends, desensitization, as well as being dummied down and stupefied, you know what you say? And I'm talking about through the professed church, first and foremost. You know what you're taught to say? Who are you to judge me after he gives me a ticket? You rip up the ticket and throw it at his feet. You know what happens, friends? You justify that. Guess what? That cop that knows better doesn't justify it. He understands the price of freedom. And because he loves his God and his country, he's going to make sure that that law is magnified against the crime, and he's not going to tolerate it. So for you to say, who are you to judge Donald Trump? I want to ask you a question, America. How come you're not judging corruption in your government? Because you don't judge is the very reason that you're in trouble today. And then you have the audacity to call it classy and diplomatic. I mean, folks, you have taken on the mindset of what you complain about talking politically correct. That's what's destroying the country. And I want to tell you something furthermore. If you do love somebody, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Iron sharpens iron. Man, I mean, you love Donald Trump and your country so much you're not willing to correct each other? That is absolutely hypocritical, and it's unscriptural every step of the way. And furthermore, keep in mind, the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, but faithful are the wounds of a friend. Who are you to judge Donald Trump? Let me ask you, why aren't you judging Donald Trump? He's not even in office yet, and he's already got three strikes against him. Praising Hillary Clinton, praising Obama, and pulling down his immigration policy yesterday? And why was it pulled in the first place? And because of public pressure, it was put back up? And then he goes over and he meets the likes of Paul Ryan, who just happens, going back to my point, being a friend of Mike Pence, who spends 5 minutes brainwashing the professed church in America that he's a Christian so he can put him back to sleep when he talks about his Christian faith. Yet he's really good friends with Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan, during his first legislative act just last year, December of 2015, hands over every iota, every jot and tittle of what Barack Hussein Obama wanted concerning the fundamentally transforming this country over to a foreign enemy. And Mike Pence and Paul Ryan are best of friends. Hey, friends, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Best of friends, huh? The best of friends. How long are you going to play the dupes of ill-designing men, America? And by the way, this doesn't apply to just Donald Trump. It applies to everybody that represents us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or you can jump on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I want to tell you what, there's a whole lot of constitutionally illiterate folks in this country and professed Christians. I had one lady, after exposing the hypocrisies of Donald, concerning, and I have a care, and here, let me say this. I want you to understand, I had to set the record straight because people take it to heart where Trump is because that's what's in their heart. Okay? Many times, I don't even have to say who I'm talking about, and they get defensive about Donald Trump. Hey, I'm that way with the Word of God, and that's how we should all be, with the Word of God, not with man. We love on man only so far as we love on God. And I'll tell you this, I see a whole lot of hate going on in this country because no one's willing to hold his feet to the fire. There is my objective right there. This doesn't apply to just Donald Trump. It applies to every single individual that has taken the oath to uphold the Constitution. If he wants to or if she wants to violate it, they will lawfully be dealt with. That should be everybody's heart. I had one lady say this to me yesterday. Ready for this? Bradley Dean, I guess you're not the man that I thought you were. So sad. She said, I will never follow you again. I thought you were a true patriot. Are you kidding me?
I said back to her, I said, ma'am, this is what patriots do, is they uphold dying laws, not tear them down, in which you're willing to let them do. She said, are you accusing Trump of lying to the people? I never said that. She said, how is that upholding the law? Folks, this is how backwards people are. If someone lies, first of all, that is a violation of law. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about hypocrisy. I'm talking about how Donald Trump, in specifics here, and speaking specifically of Donald Trump, talks about how Hillary needs to be incarcerated. Once he wins the presidency of the United States of America, the first thing that comes out of his mouth is praise for Hillary Clinton, and America owes her a great debt of gratitude for her service to our country? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, America? Really? And furthermore, folks, we're talking about criminals here. You don't bring in the word classy or diplomacy when someone's dealing with criminals. And then he praises Barack Hussein Obama as being a very good man 2 times. That's exactly what he said. This is the guy that he said was the worst president in the history of America. But in front of the cameras, after he wins, he says and does just the exact opposite. Oh, Bradley, this is just their strategy. No, no, no. Wait a second. Let me lay it to your candor again, all you Trumpites. When has he ever been diplomatic? I thought that's what you liked about him, is his black and white attitude towards right and wrong. Although he advocates what God condemns, not only through his lifestyle, but out of his mouth as well. He's been divorced how many times? He advocates what God condemns concerning the Sodomites. I mean, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And rest assured, what you hold close to your bosom before God, it will be dealt with. I guarantee it that you will be dealt with in that area. It's called idolatry. But listen to this lady. She goes on, I thought you were a patriot, Bradley. I will never follow you again. I didn't ask you to follow me. I never did ask you to follow me. I preach the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you to follow him. I'm pointing my finger at the risen one. That's my job. That's all I do. And if it's not in the word, then you know what? Don't follow the leader. It's that simple. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I go outside of that, leave. Bye. 1 Corinthians 11:1. See you later. Wouldn't want to be you. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. She said, you're accusing Trump of lying to the people. How is that upholding the law? That is absolutely ignorance. Majorly. I said, I'm not accusing him of anything outside of what he is doing. Pay attention to what he is doing, America, because he's doing the opposite of what he said he was doing and what he's going to do and what he was going to do. I said to her, where did I accuse Trump of lying? She couldn't answer that question because that's not what I was doing. Then she reverts back to, well, it's not like Hillary was a better choice. I never said anything about Hillary. I never propped her up as a legitimate candidate, nor Donald Trump. Never one time. See, because these people, just like a majority of you listening to me right now, thought that those were the only 2 candidates that there were. No, there were 15 more. You just didn't hear about the other 13 because the state control, the establishment that you're sick and tired of, America, didn't have the camera on the other 13. They wanted them on the 2 that they wanted to put in the White House. Mark my words. Mark my words. I said, I just played a video of your God, Donald Trump, praising a man that has destroyed this country over the last 8 years. Why would Donald Trump praise Barack Hussein Obama? Because he wasn't saying that before he won. She said, my God is Jesus Christ. Who is yours? I said, then obey him. John 7:7. Jesus said to his brothers who was questioning his tactics, that the world cannot hate you, but me it hated, saith Christ to his brothers, because I testify against the world and its evil deeds. She said, I try daily. I'm all good for you. I said, you jumped on the bandwagon without even knowing what was said, didn't you? She didn't respond. Of course she didn't respond. We had another one. She said, Trump is just a baby Christian. God will show him, and it's his choice whether he ignores it or receives it. You act through a statement like that, like we're talking about somebody else's country. Hey, I want to tell you something. I want to show you how personal it is. In World War II, my grandpa was in the war. In World War II, both of my uncles were in the war. In Korea, my dad was picking up body parts. In Korea, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. I was just at Arlington Cemetery, and I'm seeing row after row after row after row of our sons and our daughters fighting on constitutional wars, fighting against the very ideologies that these people are rolling over in the face of. It's totally personal. It's totally personal. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a liar or a thief. And politicians, in how many cases, are just the both? I'm sick of it. I said, in response to her stupid statement, if Trump is a baby Christian, God will show him, and it's his choice whether he ignores it or if he receives it. This is what she said of Donald Trump. I said, wow. I said, he's such a baby that he cannot keep his word? I said, I'm embarrassed for you. And then someone comes behind me and says, even a baby Christian doesn't reject God's forgiveness. He never repented. He said he didn't have anything to repent for. Friends, we're all sinners saved by grace to those that are going to heaven. By his grace. This lady said to him, this individual, even a baby Christian doesn't reject God's forgiveness. Either you're a baby Christian or you need to examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith or not. Bingo! 2 Corinthians 13:4. We're to examine ourselves daily to see if we are in the faith. See, it shows you the degree of hypocrisy that is in the people that will stand behind the hypocritical actions of their favorite politicians. They're two peas in a pod, is what they are. They're two peas in a pod. That's what they are. Hey, folks, some of the responses that I got took me back from professed Christians. Effing this and effing that. It's like, whoa, out of the abundance of your filthy heart does your mouth speak. Read Ephesians 4:29 when you get a moment. Or the end of James 1. You stinking hypocrite. Out of the abundance of the mouth the heart speaketh. You're to let your conversation be graceful in all that you do. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is what? Edifying in the grace given unto us by the Spirit of God. And where does that love come from? It comes from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, which faith and love work one with another. I had another one here, friends. I'm pulling it up right now. I had one lady. I even had people say to me, well, that's a great way to occupy. I said, I didn't even answer it, but I'm answering it to you. Yeah, I know 360 high schools later, 24 states later, how many hundreds of tea parties and hundreds of colleges, radio interviews, being on the radio 6 days a week. I'm somewhere different every week. Me and my wife and my four boys being spent on the behalf of this country only to be smacked back in the face with, that's a great way to occupy. This is why you're in trouble, America. This is exactly why you're in trouble. Because you have a whole bunch of people in this country that are going to go around the mountain again because they didn't learn from Obama. They didn't learn from Bush. They didn't learn from Clinton. They didn't learn from Bush. They didn't learn from Ronald Reagan. An infraction, the smallest infraction of the Constitution, they are to be impeached. Article 2, Section 4, Constitution of the United States of America. Friends, I can go on with this. I said, are you people without understanding? We are to guard with jealous attention the public liberty. We're to suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you're inevitably ruined. I said, all should be concerned with their church and their government. I had one guy say, I thought you were pro-Trump. I'm pro-Jesus Christ. I'm pro-freedom. And why would I go to fallen man when I can go to the risen Christ who liberates man? That only makes sense. Friends, Thomas Jefferson said, "I lay to your candor to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. If you don't hold his feet to the fire now, imagine what this one's going to roll out to be."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to wealthcreationinstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. Wealthcreationinstitution.com. That's wealthcreationinstitution.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. This is the second day in a row that I was going to get to the 76 promises that Donald Trump made on the campaign trail. Well, we've already seen him take three strikes and miss all three of them. He said he was going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. He was praising her right after his victory speech. He said that Barack Hussein Obama was the worst president in the history of America. Then he's on live television yesterday praising Obama. He's a good man. He's a good man. If we had more time, we would have spent more time together. Watch, folks, I'm not saying this. Go and check it out. And furthermore, the Bible tells us we're to judge men, not by appearance in the New Testament, but with righteous judgment. And when they don't hold to their word, your representatives, then guess what? You're in trouble. And that's all I'm trying to do is lay to your candor, friends. You better lay hold of his feet, friends. Hold him down to the chains of the Constitution, friends, that he doesn't know, and the Word of God that he doesn't know, friends, because after all you Trumpites are giving him a pass saying, oh, he's just a baby Christian. Hey, this reminds me of, you were complaining about Barack Hussein Obama, who never stinking, he never operated or succeeded at anything. He couldn't even operate a candy store, but you let him destroy your country for 8 years? And then you make excuses for your candidate? That's hypocrisy. I remember years ago, my best friend, was told by a pastor, and it was a great compliment, and it came to me around the back. In other words, someone brought it up in passing. This pastor I didn't particularly like because I could discern who he was. And I didn't like him. I didn't trust him. I seen the fruit of him. Didn't want a whole lot to do with him. But the thing that he said, even coming from this guy, and it's interesting how these people stay away from people that do their best by the grace of God to stay on the straight and narrow. And I'm not talking about works of the flesh, friends. I'm talking about we need more grace to keep his commandments better, staying in the faith, walking on that straight and narrow. Because we know that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. You get knocked off course sometimes, friends. But going back to my point, he told my best friend, he said, you never have to worry about Bradley taking sides with anybody but what the Word of God says. I thought, Lord, you really did something here, didn't you? You know, and the Bible says that the Lord is not a respecter of persons. This isn't a bash, friends, on what's going on. This isn't a backhand to the joy that you may be feeling in this country. No. I'm here to tell you to pay attention to the details, because excellence is in the details. And if you let this go now before he's even in office, imagine what he'll do. I want you to listen to this. Matthew 3:7 tells us, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, John the Baptist, he said unto them, O you generation of vipers. He was backhanding them for their hypocrisies. He said to them, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Hey, America, I got a question for you. When you see the masses going one direction, don't you think it's time to stop and look the other direction? When you see the masses of the people all lavishing them, man, namely Donald Trump, with the praises of men, don't you think it's time? Folks, I've never seen this before. The way people worship this guy is sick. And if you know anything of history, it is scary, very scary, because he can do no wrong. You know, Donald, America, you do know that President Roosevelt back in the 30s had Americans calling Joseph Stalin, who was murdering off his people, 40 to 60 million people. He's known for actually executing his own people. He had Americans calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. Do you know that over in Russia, they called him the father of that nation? Do you know that there's a revival attempt to get Russia back to where it came from concerning the likes of Joseph Stalin with a big, huge picture? Folks, it's amazing what man will do. He'll get down and he'll bow and serve and worship anything but the living God to his own damnation and condemnation. But again, here's John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women, the Bible tells us. When he saw the religious hypocrites of the day on both sides and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, listen carefully, friends. O you generation of vipers, you snakes, you venomous snakes. He said to them, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, he was saying, where are all those faithful among men to warn you of your sin before a just and a holy God? Where are the faithful of men across the conservative movement in the country today warning you of the infractions of those that represent us as being law? And if they violate it, you hold them accountable. Nope, you see across the boards, everybody praising the likes of Donald Trump. You're treating him like he's a king, America. And I'm talking to those that don't have eyes to see and those that don't have ears to hear. I ask you the question. Why are you going with the masses of the sheeple over the end of the cliff? Why are you not one of those sheep that should turn and go the other direction that has eyes to see and ears to hear? And keep in mind, what I'm sharing with you right now, friends, is real love. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Jesus said, behold, I stand and knock at the door. Folks, how many times does the hammer need to be dropped on the show? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You know what? In all sincerity, I hope Donald Trump does everything that he said he would do concerning his 76 promises that I said I would get to over the last 2 days, which means I have tomorrow for 2 hours where I am going to hit every single one of them. I hope Donald Trump does what he says, but we've got a real bad start. And friends, when you see Donald Trump, not diplomatic in any sense of the word, like yours truly, friends, being diplomatic, you know something's wrong. When he can call the worst president in the history of America a really good, good man, and praise Hillary Clinton, and by the way, both of the above said are criminals, and you know it, and I know it. Just got a post just now. Conservatives, this is a different outlet right now, and it shows you people are listening, and I appreciate this very much. Conservatives must hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire. You better do it now, America, because I got the question for you. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And it's not before Donald Trump. It's not before any corrupt politician. It's before the God of heaven. If you have corrupt politicians, you better check yourself, because you're only complaining probably 9 times out of 10, of which you are responsible for acting out as well. That's called hypocrisy. I sincerely hope, America, that I can stand corrected. But at this point, I would say this to Donald Trump's face without hesitation. Hey, Donald, he knows this talk. Show me the money. You're talking about the rule of law. Bring it on. I mean, nobody said that the judge and the criminal needed to be best of friends, but that's how you're acting with the likes of Obama and Hillary. It's not a good sign. You're playing the hypocrite, and the world sees it right now. Either you've duped a lot of people, Donald, or you better play the man. And for some reason or another, you put off to the American people and the world itself that you're one that doesn't lose the game. I'll tell you what, first of all, first and foremost, Donald, you don't have anybody around you willing to tell you the truth. You got a bunch of people sucking up to you, and that's going to be your first and your last mistake. You need people around you, Donnie, that are going to tell you the truth, like it or not. That's what's going to hold you strong and keep you on course concerning your promises that you said you'd fulfill. And friends, if he doesn't keep one of them, you can rest assured he's going to fail another one. But he's already spit in the face of the American people with Barack Hussein Obama, and he's already spit in the face of the American people concerning Hillary Clinton. Hey, America. Oh, generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bradley Dean did. Because a faithful witness delivereth souls. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. I want to be found a faithful witness, not only to God first and foremost, but also to you, my brothers and my sisters. Let's get this right. Let's understand what I'm saying. It's concerning everybody that serves we the people. And again, friends, those that swore with their hand on the Bible to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Let's not let them get a foothold, friends. Let's not let them get a foothold this time around. Because, as Thomas Paine rightly said during the Revolutionary War, let it begin, but it's Reformation, not revolution. Reformation, not revolution. We have an opportunity, friends, listeners, who I love with my heart, my actions. Not my lip service, my actions, by what I do. We have an opportunity to make the world anew. Let's not make a mistake this time, because if it does, it's going to fall to our kids. And that's the last thing that we want. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Not
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.